We've got a history 300 coming up. We need an even better trophy.
Not about this dynamite, like this spray pattern of talk.
I'm out of ideas.
Danica, I've got to meet her.
You got a little crush. You got a crush on Danica.
I want to build Danica something. Something that says how hot she is.
This is going to end badly.
I'm Rick Dale. And at my shop, we share a passion to give new life to pieces from the past. Every project has its challenges, but there's no job we can't handle. This is American Restoration.
I got a call from Kyle Busch, the NASCAR champ, and Marcus Smith, the president of Charlotte Motor Speedway. Marcus asked me to do a custom trophy for last year's History 300, and now he's asked me back out to Charlotte for another project. I have no idea what it is, but I'm not passing up the chance to hang out with racing royalty.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Where's Rick?
What's going on?
Rick right here.
How you doing, man?
Good.
What's this out for?
You know, I won this beautiful trophy there last year, and there's a lot of cool trophies that you get, but there's none that have quite the blood, sweat, and tears that this one has here, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I really wanted to tell the story about the beginning of NASCAR. So this is basically a gear out of a Custer car. In the 30s, it was the first go-karts.
Love it.
And then these two nozzles, what we found them, where they used to run moonshine, and it's one of the old gas stations.
Really?
Wow. And then this is actually off of 1944. 1944s were popular moonshining cars, and the first cars raced NASCAR. So what can I do for you guys?
What am I here for? Do you need it polished?
Well, I love this trophy, but we've got another History 300 coming up, and we need an even better trophy, and we need you to do it.
What do you think? Can you do it for us?
I mean, it wasn't easy coming up with an idea for the first trophy. Now they're asking me to top it. I mean, I really don't have anything. And if I say yes, I just hope I don't regret it.
Yeah, you know, I'd be honored. I can't say no.
Awesome, man.
I cannot say no.
I love this stuff.
Yeah, now all I got to do is figure out any ideas.
You're the artist.
Oh, you guys.
Nobody would have ever thought of this.
That's why we called you back.
All right, guys. I'll do some research.
I think
I'll get something done.
Hey, you know what? Love it's no big deal. If you don't do a good job, just everybody around the world will
Thank
see
you.
It.
Yeah,
I knew that was coming. Yeah.
Thanks. Thanks a lot. All right, guys. I'll get back to you.
See you, Rick. Thanks.
The History 300 race is coming up in just a few weeks, and I'm already way behind. I'm heading to downtown Charlotte to meet up with my racing buddy, Greg Biffle. He's friends with Winston Kelly, the NASCAR Hall of Fame director, and hopefully with his help, I can find a little inspiration.
I'm Rick.
Rick Winston Kelly.
Good
Welcome to,
meet
to the NASCAR
you.
Hall of Fame.
Thanks.
Glad to have, any friend of Greg's a friend of ours.
So doing a trophy for the History 300,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, but this year, I don't know where to start.
We got 65 years of history here, so maybe we can boil 65 years down into a trophy.
Well, he's Thanks. Your guy.
Okay.
And I'm going to go hold on to the wheel right now because I got practice.
Okay,
well, good luck. The thing you got to remember from a driver's point of view, after that race is over, the only memory you have is that trophy. I just can't wait to see what it's going to look like.
You're a car guy. I'm a car guy. So we're going to get along great.
Walking through the Hall of Fame with Winston is absolutely awesome. They got Red Byron's 1939 Ford. They got Marshall Teague's 1952 Hudson, Richard Petty's 1970 Superbird, and of course the more modern cars of Dale Earnhardt and Jeff Gordon. But what I need to design this trophy is not a car, it's a story.
That's our founder, Big Bill France. Mr. France had this vision back in 1947. He said, you know, if we organize these people that are racing at different tracks,
right.
we can maybe make something out of it.
You know, the trophy that we did last year was inspired by, you know, like sort of the beginning, the very beginning in NASCAR. It's incredible what it's turned into. I mean, he had great vision.
You know, there's quite a story around the formation of the Charlotte Motor Speedway itself. Bruton Smith got together with one of the racers, Curtis Turner, who was a pretty flamboyant driver, and they decided they're going to build the Charlotte Motor Speedway. So they start building this mega track out in the middle of nowhere. They found a lot of granite and rock that they didn't anticipate.
Oh, wow, that's bad.
So they had to get dynamite out there. You talk about perseverance. Back in 1959, things didn't get done the same that they do now. you know, they had some disagreements with contractors, and the one that's probably the most famous is that Curtis was there trying to get contractors to move their equipment, right, and they were refusing to because they weren't getting paid. You know, Curtis had a shotgun there, and one of the contractors took the shotgun from Curtis. Well, that didn't set real well with Mr. Smith, so he took his .38 out and put it in the guy's side and said, you're going to move your equipment. And the guy decided, maybe Mr. Smith was right.
So he had a pistol on him?
Yeah.
Wow. And
you want to talk about perseverance, yeah, to get a track
finished,
built,
right?
That was perseverance.
And I like the foundation of Charlotte, how it helped change the whole entire association, you know? Charlotte Motor Speedway has become one of the greatest tracks in NASCAR. And to think it came from the dreams of two regular guys that loved racing. Now, that's a story worth making a trophy about. Thank you very much.
Our pleasure to have you here.
I mean, walk me out because I'm lost right now. Let's look at some more stuff anyways.
Imagine the two of us in the mines, lighting each other's way with our magic mining hats.
I feel ridiculous. One person makes this entire trip worth it. Miss Danica Patrick.
I don't think she's going to even give you the time of day, period.
Rick, questioning my game, it is on.
We need an even bigger and better trophy.
I got the job to build the History 300 trophy that's coming up soon at the Charlotte Motor Speedway. I wanted to tell a story about the track's construction and how hard it was for them to do it. They had so much struggle with granite on site that had to be demolished with explosives. So I sent Ron and Leonard out to some of the old mining towns around Las Vegas to see if they can find something to use on this trophy.
Rick said I can go to the race, which is awesome, because Danica Patrick will be there. I've got to meet her. It's like maybe the top three of my entire bucket list to ever do. Two words, Danica Patrick. Gorgeous, fast, fierce, gorgeous. Okay, six words.
They got a crush on Danica.
I'm going to help you out. Present your sweetheart a handmade gift, because you have to put in the effort and put in the love, and it shows.
Normally, I would rather turn in my player's card than take love advice from Leonard. But he could have a point. If I make her something great, ooh, it could be my way in.
Duly noted, I will think about it.
The two of us are constantly picking for treasure, but love is the ultimate pick. Look, antiques. This place looks promising.
Not too excited.
I'm gonna play it cool, like I do with the ladies.
While Ron and Leonard are out searching up in the mountains, I'm gonna visit Doc, my firearms expert, and try to incorporate another piece of this track's explosive history into this trophy. Hey, Doc.
Hey, Rick, how you doing, bud?
How you doing, bud?
What brings you in here?
Well, I got, like, this really interesting project I need your help with. I'm designing a NASCAR trophy.
Trophy, huh? That'd be fun.
Yeah, in the late 50s, the track needed to be done for this big, huge race. They were having such a hard time with the construction crew. One of the owners ended up pulling a pistol on the guy. Old school ways, you know?
Nice.
So I wanted to incorporate that into this trophy.
Well, let me show you a few pistols. Maybe a .38.
Okay.
This is a Colt, and this is a 1929
.38. Wow. Well, let's see more of these. What else you got?
This is a Smith & Wesson Model 1038. That was 1962, with a very short barrel. That's what they consider a snub nose.
Why would they prefer a snub nose?
You could carry it
concealed?
Right. It's less bulk for you.
Gotcha.
This one is also a Model 10. And then I've got one here that is a 1930s model.
Gotcha.
You've got several good options right here for the trophy that you're wanting to build.
I'm actually sort of going towards this one. I mean, this is being a 38 and of the era. That's the one I would like. This is going to be perfect.
I'll see what I can do and try and track down two of them. But
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome,
Thank
Rick.
You.
Have a nice day.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey, Hi, can I help you with something?
Yes, please. We're looking for antique demolition or mining type items.
Something that says boom.
All the mining stuff is in back. You want to take a look back there?
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on, follow me back.
All right.
Come on up, guys.
Whoa.
Wow. This place looks like an old mining town.
I don't know if this is what you're looking for, but these are called calcium carbide lamps.
Okay.
And there's a striker here, like a lighter, that would actually ignite this. So the miner could wear the helmet and then actually see what he was doing.
That's insane.
There's another one. There's one for me and one for you.
Yeah.
Ron, put it on.
Imagine the two of us in the mines, lighting each other's way with their magic mining hats. Yeah.
I feel ridiculous.
It looks good on you, Ron.
I think we're looking for something more demolition than mining.
I have something else that really might interest you.
Okay.
Now, this was the plunger that they used to set off the blasting caps with electricity.
Inside of this baby, there's a tiny crank-powered electric generator. The kinetic energy from the twist results in an electric current. As soon as the current hits the blasting cap, the heat causes it to go boom and explode the dynamite.
This is pretty awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk a little bit of price.
I can let you have that for 5 1/4.
I might be able to give you, like, 2 for it, 200.
Oh, I couldn't take 2 for it. It's worth more than that.
The most I can give you for it is probably 300. That's 300 cash in your pocket.
Seems like a pretty good deal.
All right, you got a deal.
Right on,
Awesome.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
We need to take some fake dynamite and incorporate it into a trophy.
And a sprayed pattern up top.
This is my brother, Ron.
Hey, Ron.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi. No, my snitch. I mean, hey. my snitch. I was sorry.
Yeah.
President of Charlotte Motor Speedway commissioned us to design a new trophy for the History 300 this year. So somehow we got to come up with a design that's going to literally blow the driver's helmets off.
You got your creative thinking hats on?
This is manly. A lot of testosterone right here.
We need to take the granite, the guns, blasting device, and I also found some fake dynamite and incorporate it into a trophy. The granite is like 90 pounds, so one of the limitations is the weight.
After a 300-mile race, he's gonna be...
It's too heavy. So we can cut something out of this to reduce the weight. What do you guys think? What can we turn that into?
The only thing I can think of is the shape of the track.
Yeah, why not? I mean, that's the foundation of the whole thing is the track itself, and this is what's underneath the track, so...
Yeah, so we're basically gonna cut out this granite in the shape of the track, period, right? Okay, so we got that. This is what I was telling Doc. I mean, mock the guns up like this. I thought about this dynamite, like... I don't know, in a sprayed pattern up top to where you can mount the sign, the History 300 on that.
Rick loves to contribute to the discussion, and he's got a lot of ideas, but some of them aren't so...
good at all. They're not so good at all.
How about something where maybe we take that dynamite on the granite, and I really like the crossing pistol. So now it's taking that tapered shape, you know, topped off by the History 300 logo, which is what the trophy is. Yeah. So maybe something shooting out of the barrel that could provide a mount.
Like a rod, but shaped like a bullet. We could take it and lathe it out.
If you really want to get fancy, you could bring it up like this and then loop it, and it would go around the History 300 logo.
I like that.
Hey. Is this a trophy?
We're going to put that in your backpack and put you on an airplane.
Awesome. I hear Guantanamo is lovely. Anyway, I want to build Danica something. Something special, like a trophy or something that says how hot she is.
The Danica Patrick.
Yeah.
NASCAR driver.
Yeah.
I think you're delusional, to be quite honest.
Who's gonna build it?
Me!
Yeah, she's gonna be impressed by what, popsicle sticks and macaroni?
You gotta say one thing about Ron, he aims high.
You think like you're just gonna waltz up and get a date?
Yes, I do.
What goes through your head?
I'm gonna start on the poem right now. I heart you, Danica. You're
gonna roofie Danica Patrick.
Now that we got this design figured out, we got to kick this build into overdrive if we're going to get this done by race day. We're back in Charlotte, North Carolina for the History 300 race this weekend. I'm excited but a little nervous because Marcus Smith asked to see the trophy later, and I'm hoping that he likes it. For now, I'm going to distract myself and take in the sights and sounds of NASCAR because I live for this stuff. This is bad to the bone.
This is the pits?
These are the trucks that the cars are in.
Okay.
Over here is the garage. 30 people working like clockwork as a team. It's awesome. Don't you guys just love this stuff? I mean, it's incredible.
It is, but there still is only one person that makes this entire trip worth it. It's Danica Patrick.
I can't believe you're still dwelling on that. You haven't given that up?
You think he has a shot?
Oh, trust me, I have a shot because I have a secret weapon.
What?
I can just
imagine. What are we talking about here?
You're gonna give this to her?
Peeking. Bam. I call it a memory globe.
Oh, that's nice.
It looks like something somebody made in the third grade.
I mean, the last time we did a project, I was in fourth grade, but this took a long time.
A fact.
Everything in there she likes. She drinks her coffee black.
Little sewing machine.
She likes to sew.
What's the Eiffel Tower?
She loves to travel.
He thought this through. Hopefully she doesn't think you're a stalker.
I didn't go to her house and, like, spy on her or anything like that. Mainly because I don't know where she lives.
I want to see her face when she gets it.
The problem is I don't even think you're going to get to see her. I mean, this is race season, so I don't think she's going to even give you the time of day, period.
Rick, questioning my game, it is game on. All I got to do is find her. I think if we paid somebody, they'd announce that I was here for.
While Ron and Kelly are out having fun at the track, it's time for me to meet the client and actually show them what we did for this trophy. I invited Marcus Smith to the NASCAR Hall of Fame because I got a lot of inspiration here, and I figured that'd be like the best place to show him this trophy.
I cannot wait to see this thing. I mean,
we're giving this trophy away tomorrow, so I hope I like it. It better be good.
Bottom line is, Marcus knows this story because it was about his dad, so I'm hoping that I got this thing right. If I show it to him, he doesn't like it. You ready? Here we go.
I'm ready, man. All right.
One, two, three. What do you think? You ready? Here we go.
I'm ready, man. All right.
One, two, three. What do you think?
Wow. All right, man. Look at this. I see the granite, the dynamite. I know the story.
You do know this?
I know the story. You even got some six shooters in there. This is so cool. Tell me how you did this.
I just thought, we're going to give away the trophy at Charlotte. Why don't we just start from the ground up? Basically, the hard work and the passion that your dad had to push that thing through, to get it actually done, was amazing to me, you know?
He said it was the hardest 9 months of his life.
Yeah.
He practically lifted the track, building it.
Yeah.
Well, you've captured some neat stuff here.
But, well, they ended up running into granite on the base of it.
They did.
And it slowed down construction. So I ended up finding a granite company in Carolina. This is the same exact stuff that was underneath this track.
Oh, wow. Very cool.
And what we did is we cut the shape of the track out of this granite, so it's got the same shape.
I love it.
They had to do some blasting, so I got the dynamite. It's actually not real dynamite.
When I saw it, I mean, it looks really real.
Yeah. And then this is actually a blasting unit that they would have used, like 5960.
That is cool.
So as soon as you turn that thing, boom.
They had blasting every day at high noon. People would come from all over to watch the dynamite go off.
Oh, that's cool.
That is such a cool thing to have as part of this.
That's cool. On the guns.
That story isn't out there too much.
Right.
No shots were fired, but it was a bit of a showdown.
Yeah. So come to find out, it was a 38.
Yep.
So, but I found two that match.
These are perfect. And you got the bullets in there? How did you do that?
So these are actually 38 slugs that have been drilled through the center, and they're on a rod on the inside. And so you got two guns shooting, and they come together in the middle, and that's basically representing the whole bringing everything together.
That's so cool, man. That is really neat. I know every driver, crew chief, team owner is going to see this and want it.
Yeah.
So I love it, man. It's even better than last year, and that's
a
tall order.
No, thanks.
I'd even love for you to present this trophy tomorrow at the History 300. That would be cool.
That's awesome.
And fitting. I'm telling you, man, this is so cool. He blew me away. I love how he brought in the elements that make Charlotte Motor Speedway and the history of the Speedway so special and special to me.
Racing's been in my blood since I was a kid. So to be in the middle of the drivers and the pit crews and all the cars running around, it's just absolutely incredible. Larson made an unbelievable pass halfway through the race, and then he just dominated. I mean, he was untouchable. Handing a NASCAR champion a trophy that we made is just so incredibly awesome. I don't even have the words. This trophy signifies the humble beginnings of the Charlotte Motor Speedway. And I want to congratulate you and your team. Good job. Thank you. One thing that I do know, when I'm an old man and I'm looking back on this day, I'm going to have one big-ass grin on my face. Yeah. Woo! We need to get out of here, so we need to find Kelly.
Not the bar?
Hey, Rick.
Hey. Hey.
Nice job on that trophy.
Thanks, Danica.
You're welcome. Good. Thanks for doing it. Yeah.
Danica Patrick. Gorgeous, fast, fierce, gorgeous.
Dude, run! Run! Dude, it's your chance.
What are you doing?
You had it. You had it. That's your game? Unbelievable.